even with a $4 billion gap between the House and Senate, the chambers have agreed to allot about $4.7 billion for criminal justice. Republican Representative Larry Metz is taking the lead on the House's criminal justice budget. He says one of his priorities is making sure Florida's prison system, facing understaffing issues, allegations of inmate abuse and inmate deaths, gets properly funded to help cut down on problems. Metz says he's putting $15 million towards maintenance and repair at facilities.
This is important because in the past we've seen transfers of authority from salary and benefits over to maintenance and repair, leaving positions unfilled, which then causes concern with the operations of the institutions. So by putting the money where it belongs in this budget, we're addressing public safety.
A similar figure is in the Senate's budget plan. Its criminal justice budget writer is Stewart Republican Joe Negron.
We also have $16.4 million for new positions to follow what the Secretary Jones has recommended to us, that we need additional people serving in the Department of Corrections as corrections officers in order to cut down on overtime and to make sure that there are not staffing problems.
In addition to new positions, Kissimmee Democrat Darren Soto questioned whether more benefits for correctional officers are included.
Senator Negron, thank you for this good budget and for increasing the number of corrections officers we're going to have. My question is, as we work with the House and potentially get a larger allocation, would you be open-minded to potential raises for some of the corrections officers if we could afford it?
Negron says while that is a priority for him, that decision lies in the hands of the Senate's main budget chairman, Brandon Republican Tom Lee. Both the House and Senate are also making sure there's enough money for new positions at the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Met says in light of a new formal agreement with the Florida Department of Corrections to investigate inmate deaths, he's also put money toward helping FDLE's bigger caseload.
Very important aspect of our budget. We're funding 17 new positions costing $2.2 million to address the issue of independent investigations of in-custody deaths in the Department of Corrections. This is pursuant to a revised memorandum of understanding between the Department of Corrections and FDLE that was entered into earlier this year.
The House's criminal justice budget also includes $18 million to address the continuing deficit in the state's court system, and that's a huge priority for Senator Negron as well.
For me, the top priority in the budget is our court system. Our court system is an independent, co-equal branch of government. We have three branches of government. So there's been a reduction in revenues to the trial courts based on some reduced filing fees and other revenues that come to the courts. So they were about $18 million short in their budget, and we've covered that shortfall.
And there's also money to take care of an ongoing dispute between the counties and the Department of Juvenile Justice over splitting the cost of the state's juvenile detention centers. Here's Representative Metz.
And what we have in that bill is a 43% share to the state and 57% share to the counties. It's based on 5 years of data that shows that's the proper percentage. We hope that this will simplify this issue in the future and avoid any new litigation for subsequent fiscal years.
The Senate also passed its omnibus prison reform package, which includes more training for correctional officers and making sure inmates get adequate health care. Meanwhile, the House just unveiled a similar bill last week. The main difference is the House version doesn't include an oversight board that can't conduct its own investigations and do surprise inspections at correctional facilities. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.